Learning more about the opioid crisis in Indiana and throughout the U.S. and its effect on agriculture and rural communities is the topic of a symposium presented by Agra Institute and many Hoosier partners on January 5th at the Boone County Fairgrounds. The event's closing speaker is Ann Hazlett, USDA Assistant to the Secretary for Rural Development and former Indiana Ag Department Director. The opioid epidemic is one of the issues she and her staff work on every day.
We'll be looking to, you know, meet communities where they are and assist them with best practices and the issues that they need really to build on in their own setting for prosperity in their future. Many of these challenges are broad and complex. They bring in issues of quality of life, the need for economic opportunity and innovation.
Tackling the epidemic requires communities to stop and chart a new vision, according to Hazlett. When they make that turn, she says the new Innovation Center at Rural Development is there to help.
Having a resource like the Innovation Center will assist them both in capacity building as well as resources and best practices from other communities that they might be able to build from.
Hazlett says an Indiana community is one of those helping with best practices that might work elsewhere too.
Some of the lessons learned in Scott County, for example, the way I know that their Purdue Extension is involved in a program called Strengthening Families, and that program has been very successful in that community as well as some other communities around the country, and that's something that is a resource that can be lifted up, a structure, if you will, that can be lifted up and carried into other communities.
Another former ISDA director, Gina Sheets, was recently named Rural Development Chief Innovation Officer and is heading up the Innovation Center. Get details on the symposium at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Andy Eubank, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.